epiphanies.
Part of the community. The next idea.
Good ideas normally come from the collision between smaller hunches so that they form something bigger than themselves.
People talking about entrepreneurism typically hold up Silicon Valley as a sort of poster child for a fertile ground in which a startup can take root and grow. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea begs to differ. Razi Jaffrey is a social entrepreneur who's based in Detroit, and he believes Detroit could be the social entrepreneurship capital of the world. Razi, very good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you used to work as an engineer for a larger company. What made you give that up to start your own social entrepreneurship venture?
The big thing was I wanted to do more meaningful work. Like a lot of people in my generation, I was looking to make an impact. And to do it using a market solution. And that's where the combination kind of came in to become a social entrepreneur.
And what are you working on?
I'm working on two projects right now, both of them mobile apps. The first one is called NeighborFix, and it's a way for neighbors to connect with each other by doing tasks for one another. So whether it's dog walking, having a lawn mowed or room painted in your house, or even a jump start on your car, instead of calling a contractor or mechanic or other professional, one could pull up our app, find somebody in the neighborhood that has the capacity to do those things and hire them. And being a social impact project, the person has the opportunity to either take the payment or pay it forward to a charitable cause or a nonprofit in the area.
Love that idea. What's the other one you're working on?
The other one we're calling Project Crowdfeed, and it's a way for people to purchase meals for homeless people in the streets. Yeah, and for homeless people to retain meals at participating restaurants or food trucks. So we're starting both of these projects in Detroit, working with TechTown, which is a startup accelerator based in Detroit, and we're hoping to grow both of them.
So getting to flex your muscles as an entrepreneur and somebody being creative and also helping.
Yeah.
That is interesting. And I'm wondering, did you ever consider taking these ideas and going anywhere else?
No. Detroit was the first choice. You know, a lot of the ideas were inspired in Detroit. And I'll specifically talk about NeighborFix. The idea was inspired by my experiences of being a first-time homeowner and, you know, just needing help with little things here and there. And I often found that I would turn to my neighbors to find help with little projects, home improvement projects. And this was most prevalent when the floods occurred last year in Detroit, which many people probably remember. I ended up hiring a neighbor of mine, and the frustration of finding a contractor to come out to Detroit, I just ended up hiring a neighbor of mine, a guy by the name of Perry, lived two doors down, and we had a great experience working together. And it was during that period that a seed was planted in my head for this idea. And so as almost as an homage, you know, to that inspiration, you know, Detroit was really the only place that we wanted to start the project.
I'm speaking with social entrepreneur Razi Jaffrey, whose idea of starting these kinds of efforts in Detroit is spelled out on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And you argue in that essay, Razi, that Detroit and Michigan ought to quit trying to be the next Silicon Valley. Just what's wrong with that thinking?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple things. One, you know, if you start out with the premise that you're trying to be the next X, Y, or Z, ultimately you're not going to live up to it. Also, in addition to that, Detroit has its own unique identity and its own unique history, and that's something that's really important. And we can develop our own identity around that, and we can become a capital for social entrepreneurship. And in our recent history, there has been a series of social entrepreneurs who have created social impact businesses, and some are doing quite well. My own business partner, Haris Ahmed, is the co-founder of Patronicity, which is a crowdfunding platform started in Detroit, which has recently formed a partnership with MEDC, and they've funded lots and lots of projects around Michigan. And that's a great example. And there's tons of others out there. They're working in places like TechTown and Pony Ride, and they're collaborating, they're working together. And our hope is that we can draw other social entrepreneurs to Detroit as well.
And one of our very early contributors to The Next Idea was Jamie Shea of Mission Throttle, arguing that Detroit has an opportunity to be the social entrepreneurship capital of the world. You clearly agree. Looking at Detroit and Michigan as a whole, Go a little deeper. What has Michigan got that other states don't, and what's Detroit got that other cities don't?
Yeah, I would say that with Detroit, there is a large creative community that is growing. The tech sector, or the tech industry, or the tech community is also growing, and most projects that get started in Detroit inherently have a social impact element to them. Whether it's making bikes or manufacturing jeans, those companies tend to hire people locally, and that is bringing more jobs to Detroit, and that's a social impact concept. And in addition to that, then you have the pure social impact startups that are also working in Detroit, whether that's in agriculture, education, neighborhood stabilization, alleviating poverty, or crowdfunding. You have a lot of organizations and companies in Detroit that are purely social impact, and they're here because the environment is ripe. The cost of living is low. There's a lot of resources in terms of the startup accelerators. And even a lot of the startup accelerators, you have TechTown, for example, it's a nonprofit. So a lot of startup accelerators or incubators, they'll take equity, or they'll take a portion of your business, and in exchange they'll provide mentorship and other types of services. But with TechTown being a nonprofit, that's not part of the agreement, and it's basically provided for free. And that's kind of unprecedented.
Yeah. Is there much interaction between folks like you in Detroit and folks like you working elsewhere in the state to kind of get a statewide identity?
Yeah, there are. There's other startup accelerators and startup competitions. And we're actually participating in one in Grand Rapids coming up next week, actually, organized by this organization called Aging 2.0. And that's in Grand Rapids. And Macomb Pitch is another one that we recently applied for. Ann Arbor also is a big hub for entrepreneurship and the startup community in Michigan. And so you're starting to see other areas outside of Detroit starting to develop these resources and scenes, if you can call it.
Rosie, in your essay for the Next ID, you argue we could be doing a whole lot more to attract talented people, especially women and minorities, to set up shop in Detroit. What do you have in mind?
So one of the challenges you see in Silicon Valley and other areas that are tech hubs in the United States is the lack of minority and women founded startups, startups that are funded. We have a great opportunity in Detroit to become aware of that and to prevent that from occurring. We have a large African-American population, a large Hispanic population in the city, and we have a great opportunity to fund projects founded by those individuals.
Middle Eastern population.
Middle Eastern population, exactly.
Yes. There has been some backlash. It isn't hard to find stories and opinion pieces and blog pieces against the migration of, let's say, Brooklyn hipsters to Detroit and the tone that it's taken. And there have been people working hard in Detroit for a lot of years, and communities are worried about the focus on bringing in outsiders that could maybe take away from efforts to work with the communities that are already there. What do you say to those who push back against recruiting outsiders to Detroit?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in Detroit that are longtime residents that have been working in different areas for a long time, and when you have people moving in that don't have roots in Detroit, that kind of takes away from that narrative, and it kind of takes away from the efforts that are being done. And especially when there isn't really a purpose around that migration. And I think a lot of people are moving to Detroit because the cost of living is low, and that's simply it. And I don't have a problem with people coming here as long as there's a real purpose behind why they're coming. And you're starting to see this with some startups and some groups and organizations that are starting to move to Detroit. Sprouts.io comes to mind. They're a startup from Boston that has recently decided to move to Detroit. So I think the main difference, or that criteria that would make things more meaningful for everybody, is those people that are moving to Detroit with an impact in mind or some concept in mind. So moving here with some intention, with deliberate intention.
Where do we start? How do we get this campaign to attract social entrepreneurs off the ground?
So one idea that I've been brewing is an idea to do a marketing campaign in other tech hubs around the country. And you have places like Austin, Seattle, obviously San Francisco and the Valley, New York and Boston, marketing to social entrepreneurs, and specifically even marketing to women and minorities, that, hey, Detroit's a friendly place. And if you have an idea, if you have a concept that you're working on, especially if it's social impact, come to Detroit. right, because there's a lot of resources here. There's a lot of opportunities, even funding now with, you know, you mentioned Jamie earlier, we have a social impact venture fund that's also in the area. And so hopefully with more people coming in, it'll help grow that community. It'll help grow the social entrepreneurship community.
All right, let's look ahead. Let's say 10, 15 years from now, what's your vision and your hope for Detroit's entrepreneurship community?
That it will grow, that it will grow, and it'll be a destination for other entrepreneurs, and it'll be a destination for funders, for entrepreneurs, for other startup incubators and accelerators. Recently, one of the most esteemed accelerators in the country, Techstars, has opened up an office in Detroit. We'd like to see Y Combinator, which is another highly prestigious startup accelerator based in San Francisco, to move to Detroit or have an office out here. So those are the things that I'd like to see.
So it sounds like your message to Silicon Valley is you do you. We got our thing going here in Detroit.
Absolutely.
Razzie Jeffrey is a social entrepreneur based in Detroit. And you'll find Razzie's essay on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And we welcome your thoughts there or on Facebook or Twitter at Next Idea MI. Razzie Jeffrey, fun to talk with you. Thank you so much. And we'll be watching as you get these great projects off the ground.
Thank you so much.